We are back for a couple more minutes with Melanie Mitchell here at the Los Alamos National Laboratory. You have a wonderful picture. I'm going to go back to an introduction to genetic algorithms. You have a picture, and on the back it credits Allison Mitchell. What's the picture, and who's Allison?
Okay. The picture is, well, Allison, I'll just say, she is no relation. She's the daughter of the publisher of this book, Betty Stanton, who is one of the publishers at MIT Press, and she's an artist. This picture is meant to evoke a Georgia O'Keeffe painting, which you might have noticed, and it's kind of a flower. And to me, when I see Georgia O'Keeffe paintings, like many people, you know, I'm reminded of biology and life, and this particularly sexual reproduction, because it shows the sexual parts of the flowers. That's very much what Georgia O'Keeffe's paintings are. And this is really what genetic algorithms is very much about. It's biology and life and sex in a computational sense. But it also, I wanted to evoke the idea of the Southwest and Santa Fe, because that's where I wrote the book. And, you know, I've loved living here, and it was really great to be there at the Santa Fe Institute.
There are an awful lot of things happening in the world at large. And it seems to me the sciences are right at the heart of an awful lot of the changes that we are experiencing and the places it'll take us. Is that right?
To me it is. Yeah, I mean, I think that the kind of science that I and my colleagues are working on really touches on so many different aspects of life, you know, in biology and physics, and also the social sciences and culture. The kinds of things we're trying to understand touch on all these different things. So I think that's really fundamental to a lot of what's going to be going on in this next millennium.
Listening to you talk about pattern recognition, and you had talked about adaptation and the copycat program you talked about, it seems like what you've got is, or working at, is pattern recognition with adaptation, which is at least a metaphor for analogy, which is something that is very important to how we think.
Yeah.
I mean, and I say that because it seems like that, you know, that's one little potential piece, just one small piece of understanding what goes on in our minds.
Yeah, except I would even go further and say, if you could crack pattern recognition, if you could really get something that could recognize patterns in general, then you've basically cracked most of the problem of intelligence. That's my belief.
And I'm fairly confident that Melanie Mitchell is going to at least be at the table when this happens. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Our thanks to Melanie Mitchell for welcoming us to Los Alamos, and we thank her also for making her ideas available to us all. As you might expect, her books are published by MIT Press. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.